Feelings of embarrassment may be putting Australian women at risk of cervical cancer. New research out today from the Australian Cervical Cancer Foundation reveals almost a third of women may delay or avoid screening because they feel awkward. Olivia Willis reports.
It was an appointment to change her contraceptive device that ultimately led Sam Smithson to an oncologist's office.
I knew deep down they were going to pick something up. I wasn't quite expecting the outcome that I did. They said that I have cervical cancer and it was stage 4 and terminal.
Sam was one of around 800 women diagnosed with cervical cancer in Australia last year.
The first thing on my mind was my children. It was just gut-wrenching. And I think that was what really made me determined to get better.
Rates of cervical cancer have fallen significantly since the introduction of a national screening program and school immunisation. Professor Ian Fraser, whose research led to the development of the HPV vaccine, says Australia is on track to eliminate cervical cancer in the next 2 decades.
If women take part in the screening program and the vaccine program as they're doing at the moment, then by 2035 we'll get the frequency with which women get cervical cancer down to a rate where we can officially say it's been eliminated.
But half of all Australian women are currently overdue for screening. A new survey of 1,000 women found that a fear of the testing process and previously painful experiences are among the reasons why women are putting off the test. Jo Toomer is CEO of the Australian Cervical Cancer Foundation.
At least about a third of women found that it was really awkward. 40% said that it was quite an uncomfortable experience, and about a quarter of women said that it was a really embarrassing experience.
The research found almost half of those surveyed were unaware of the changes made to the national screening program in 2017, when pap smears were replaced with the cervical screening test. Unlike pap smears, which look for precancerous changes in cells, the new test detects the human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer. So it's more accurate and is only required every 5 years instead of every 2.
The new testing started in December 2017. So that two-year window finishes up in December 2019, so they need to make sure they go and see their GP by December.
In Australia, 80% of cervical cancers are found in women who are either overdue for screening or have never been screened. Today, the Australian Cervical Cancer Foundation has launched a new campaign to increase screening rates across the country and educate women about changes to the screening program. For Sam Smithson, the future is looking brighter, and she now sees her role as raising awareness.
Everybody thinks it won't happen to me, and I thought that. Don't think it can't happen to you. That's my big thing. It can happen to anyone.
That's cancer patient Sam Smithson ending that report from Olivia Willis from the ABC Science Unit.